This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, another hour, bringing you up to date with what's going on. If you are wanting something that's awesome, you found the right place. Don't you like that word? Isn't that a wonderful word? Awesome.
It's awe-inspiring.
This program has tested positive for awesomeness. So, that's well, you chuckling. It is awesome. And we are talking nicely among ourselves. We don't fight with each other. We don't call each other names. We follow my mandate of being kind to others, whether on the air or in your life. So be an exceptional human being and do just like your Uncle Dougie does with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Test positive for awesomeness as we move back into the conversation. So people in the news today... Story of Myrna Jones. Have you heard of her?
Mm-mm.
Myrna Jones lives in Yonkers. And she went to the racetrack, apparently. She is 69 years old, near as I can tell. Filing a suit. She announced yesterday she's filing a suit for being strip searched at the Raceway Casino.
Oh.
Huh?
How you doing?
She said, I felt humiliated and embarrassed.
Did you say she was at a casino? I'm sorry, that just flew past me.
Yes.
Yeah, Yonkers Raceway, they've got all the slot machines. And
yeah.
Why would you be strip searched at a casino?
She was playing $1
right.
slot machines. She won
it's
80
It's a very
bucks.
Popular destination for all the blue hairs on the bus.
Is so.
Strip searching? Yeah.
Yeah. She was taken to a room and interrogated by a man, she says, turned out to be a plainclothes state trooper who accused her of hiding the winning money, the slip. I don't understand
wow.
this.
Wow.
Why would she be? Why, $80?
There are only certain places that you can put $80. Really? Come on.
Well, but what would? Why would they be concerned about whether she? Whether
yeah, $80. Come on.
Well, yeah, but also, is that the police officer's job in a casino? Don't they have security and stuff to worry about that?
Yeah, but police probably have
the
jurisdiction.
But she won the money, so who cares?
Like, but why? Yeah, what am I missing here?
Right, but they're saying she didn't win it and took it. Or
no, she didn't.
Like,
she had the slip. She won 80 bucks.
More ways than one.
Yeah. Sounds like wow. somebody just wanted to take her in a room and strip search her.
Yeah, there's nothing better
than they came up with an excuse
a 69-year-old grandmother. That's
hey, somebody's into it, I'm sure.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle not inviting a number of people. There have been a little back and forth about this during the course of the week. Let's see here. Theresa May's not being invited. She's the prime minister. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, is not invited. The Obamas have not been invited. 1,200 people have been invited, apparently. A lot of locals are going to be invited onto the grounds of the castle when they get married next month. So is this, when you go back to the wedding of the brother in 2011, lots of people, the Prime Minister then, and a lot of other folks of note were invited. They've decided they want to make their wedding, unless I'm reading this wrong, incorrectly, one for the people more.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that? These people are going to be irritated because they aren't invited?
Huh. I don't think so.
No.
Aren't you always sort of like, at this point, I know, Doug, you teased me because we had such a small wedding, but... Anytime I'm not
married
to a wedding.
I didn't even know you got married. You, Jennifer, did you know that Victoria was married? My God.
No. Come on. But anytime I'm not invited to a wedding, I think it's like a gift. So.
Yeah, right. Well, that's expensive. That's for
that's
sure.
That's for sure.
Okay, speaking of things that are a gift, Victoria, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a discussion that took place earlier in the week where you were not involved or invited to be involved in the conversation.
Okay.
We were discussing, Kara and I were discussing the difference between chickens and hens. And so this is going to be the test of whether or not you really are going to be a member of the Doug Club forever. Do you know the difference? And this is for everybody listening. Think about this for a minute. This is very important. The difference between chicken and hens. Mm. Jennifer, do you know the difference? If you do, don't say anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hens lay eggs, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And chickens are boys? I don't know.
No, she's halfway there. Roosters are boys.
Roosters
chickens
are boys.
Chickens are used for meat.
But are all boy chickens roosters?
Yes, they are. Boy chickens do not lay eggs.
Right.
There are some people. Where did we hear that, Kara? Somebody that came
I
from
said
some.
That.
Oh,
when
you
I was
said
little.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
You said,
I said the roosters lay the brown eggs and the chickens lay the white
eggs.
There
we go. Okay.
That was separation.
Yeah.
All right.
But so there's, okay, so all boy chickens are roosters.
Yes.
And then on the female side, there's a difference. There are female chickens and then there are also hens.
Well, they're all, the chickens and the hens are all female.
So all female chickens lay eggs.
All female hens. It depends on what you're going to use them for. They are bred for different things. Chickens, the broilers and the things that you see that you get at the store, are chickens that only live to be about, in some cases, 50 to 60, 70 days. That's it. They fill them up with hormones and they grow fast. They never move.
Well, actually, you know, I have a question. Okay, so I think I need to clarify for Victoria. So hens lay eggs and chickens are for meat. Are they biologically different or are they just raised for different purposes?
No, they're just the way their innards are the same, but the way they're bred.
They're just bred and then we give them different names based on that
roosters?
Purpose.
You can. If you're buying Campbell's chicken soup, you're eating, it's like going to McDonald's. You're getting everything from an old cow.
Okay, but why wouldn't you eat a rooster? What's the difference between a boy chicken and a girl chicken?
Like, boys are special.
Roosters are tough.
Roosters are, if you ever have Coq au Vin, that's rooster. And the reason that they did, that's like a French, you know, that now it's in gourmet restaurants, but that was always like a classic peasant dish in France.
Yeah.
And the reason that they make it is because the rooster is so tough, and it has to cook and stew in wine and everything because the meat is so tough. So now it's like, you know, a gourmet item, but that's when they, whenever you eat
gourmet
a rooster.
Gourmet item is tough turkey.
So why are we not overrun then with boy chickens? Why are we not overrun with roosters? Because conceivably, when a rooster and a hen, when the rooster fertilizes the hen's eggs, they conceivably 50%
are
going to be.
But all eggs are fertilized. You can tell
a
fertilized egg when you open. Well, look at, if you open an egg and you see a little speck inside of it, that's the real embryo of a chicken that could grow out of that egg. Not all eggs are fertilized.
Right.
Some
right.
of the
but
eggs
50%
you buy
of all the baby chickens are women and 50% are men. So what do we do with the overrun? Because you don't need that many roosters. You just need one to fertilize eggs if you're raising chickens.
And you need one to, like, wake you up on a farm, right?
Right.
That's
so
it.
What do you do with the rest of the boy chickens?
I'm not sure that your math is correct. I do not know for sure what the exact ratio is, but I do not believe it's 50-50. I think that there's something that happens
I get what Jen's saying though. So when an egg is fertilized, is there a way to make sure that it is a female chicken that's in the egg that's about to be born? Because Jen's right. Like if you just have a bunch of fertilized eggs, it's a 50-50 shot that it'll be a boy or a girl.
Right, except that they don't fertilize. All chickens are not exposed to roosters, and therefore all eggs that come out of the chickens fertilized and will grow if they have the potential to, when a chicken or a hen lays on the eggs long enough and the eggs hatch.
I know what you're saying. You're saying we eat some of the eggs. It's so confusing. of the chickens that are actually, so the baby chicks, of those baby chicks that are actually born, it would be conceivable to say that 50% are female and 50% are male, because that's
I do
just
not
genetic.
Have an answer for that. I do not.
So
have
where are all
the
boy chicks?
I don't know. Where have
I don't
all
know,
the boys
they've got
gone?
A boys' clubhouse somewhere and they're all just hanging out.
Right.
Doug, you cannot start a conversation like this and leave me unsatisfied.
I know.
Can't
so wait a minute. So the initial question was, do I know the difference between a chicken and a hen?
And the answer is that you pretty much do.
Yes, you do. You
but
are halfway
you don't
there
eat hens, now. Right?
Yeah, you do. You eat hens in Campbell's chicken soup. The old hens and the tough roosters get sold for a
soup. Campbell's.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. You don't. Okay. You're not getting. Look at the. And if you took the pieces out
don't
and tried
worry,
to chew them.
Campbell's. He doesn't know everything about chicken. He doesn't know where all the boy chicks live.
Right.
Right. You're safe. The boy chicks are safe.
Why are we picking on Campbell's? What about Progresso? Don't they
any of
also
them. Yeah,
use?
So it's the same stuff. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the young, fresh broilers and chickens that are used for example, when you go to the grocery store and you buy a breast or you buy a leg or whatever it is, you're
so every
getting,
time I go out to eat a chicken sandwich, it's a girl.
Chicken sandwiches, I would say.
Wow, this feels sexist.
The chicken sandwiches that you eat, depending on where they come from, may be the lesser part of the chicken or from older chickens as well.
Okay, could anybody who knows about chickens call us?
I know, right?
I'm feeling like I need more
Doug
to chew on.
I feel like I'm feeling smarter with my farm knowledge, and I feel like Doug is not as smart right now
I've
with farm knowledge.
I've never made a study of roosters, actually. Except
you killed
rooster
a few, though.
Cogburn.
Remember how beautiful
I've run over a few in the barnyard. Yeah. Yes, I have done that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. One other name in the news here. Amber Heard has donated her divorce settlement to the Children's Hospital, made good on her promise to donate $7 million from Johnny Depp to charity. Report from Children's Hospital in L.A. reveals that she donated between $1 million and $5 million to the medical facility last year. She promised to give to the hospital as well as the American Civil Liberties Union. As far as that ACLU gift is concerned, remember when she accused Johnny Depp of domestic abuse? She said that in a statement the donation would be made with a particular focus to stop violence against women. They finalized their divorce in August of 2016 after she claimed Depp was physically abusive through their 18-month marriage. Claims were dropped as a part of the settlement. She got the money. So, if you watch those sort of things, I don't remember us talking about it. I'm sure that we did. I don't remember how good. I don't really remember her, frankly, because I didn't see the Justice League movie. What is her career known for other than being in the Justice League? Would I know her?
She's been in a few movies. She started out as a model and then made the transition. She was also in that short-lived show, The Playboy.
Oh, really?
Show that was on. I think Eddie Cibrian was in it too. She was the star of that for a minute.
Yeah, she was in the first Magic Mike. If you saw that,
really?
Yeah. But okay, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I've really seen her in very many things.
All right. Thanks to Kyle Bailey, who is the program director of our affiliate KQEN, for sending me the following message. Which came first, the chicken or the talk show host trying to explain the types of chickens?
Now, that is not helping, Kyle. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny, Kyle, but what's the explanation of roosters, please? All right, so that's the end of that. Let me help you be healthier. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, an exclusive product from Purity Products. They offer intelligent nutritional solutions to all kinds of problems, and they are great when it comes to preventative, and that's what this is. Krill Omega 50 Plus is a preventative. For those of you who have any kind of cardiovascular issue, heart issues, that sort of thing, this is a very, very powerful, natural way for you to get blood to your brain, to your muscles, to every organ, your skin. And then the combination of omega-3s in Krill Omega 50 Plus is the krill oil is a fabulous way for you to boost your joint comfort and protection. So if you're very active and you're getting older, the bursa, the sac around the joints sometimes gets a little weak, so it needs a little extra help to keep your bones from getting creaky and cranky. And that's what happens with Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Say it again, Doug. The CoQ10 part of it is the energy. So help yourself to a free bottle. They want you to know how well it works. So they'll give you the first bottle free when you dial 800-355-1493. Call them now while you're thinking about it. 800-355-1493. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you, and you'll pay nothing but the shipping. Help yourself to health. 800-355-1493. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 at the hour now. I said now twice in that sentence. I want to make sure you know we're in the now, in the here, in the now, on the DJB show. Jennifer is here. Victoria is here. Kara's here. Doug is here. But Emma Kenny is not. She's in the Roseanne show. She's Darlene's daughter, Harris. She's revealed she's getting help from unspecified problems. Kind of sounds like the Mariah Carey problem. She's got battles with something, but it's not clear. I don't see Victoria in here where it's clear that she, what it is that she has.
I have a feeling
she's been running with a fast crowd, apparently.
Yeah, she talked a little bit about going out and how, you know, she doesn't deal well with stress and that she would go out sometimes and drink and party. So I have a feeling it's more the drinking and maybe verging on drugs variety as compared to bipolar mental health issues.
So they finished all of the first season of Roseanne as far as taping it is concerned. So this... Her being under treatment is not going to affect the series at any rate. I don't know many of the characters. I've never been a big fan of this show. Anyway, I like John Goodman. I've never liked Roseanne. I think she's obnoxious. But the story itself is kind of cool in that it's done so well because it does, in effect, speak to something that's missing from television now. That is, if you're going to have humor, it's on the other side, if you will. There's so much negative about Trump and that world that this seems to be attracting an audience that speculatively some people who evaluated think the reason it's popular is because the Trump followers want to have something to cheer for. So
has it gotten, has in the episodes that followed the premiere, has it gotten away from politics or is it still sticking with it? Like Will and Grace said the first episode was political and then it never went there again.
That's what this is. They did the first episode and now they don't. But they're talking, I think, even more than that, not only nostalgia and yes, maybe feeling like it's providing some sort of program for the middle class, but they're also not afraid to say what people think about really tough issues where maybe the pressure is not to express what you really think or some insecurities that you might have. I use the example of the little girl, or sorry, the little boy on the show who dresses like a little girl because he likes to pop a color. And Dan says, you're going to get beaten up at school. And I think now on TV, people are afraid to say that kind of stuff. I think we're always thinking we just need to support, support, support. And he kind of provides the other side. And I think they have an honest discussion, which is loving. It's not mean. And I think it's kind of interesting to watch.
Yeah. All right. In the music news at 26 past the hour, Carrie Underwood has given a health update to the public. She has 40 stitches in her face. She had a broken wrist. She says, though, it's okay now. She's all right. She's been inside since, what, last fall? When she had
She hasn't been seen, and she hasn't posted any pictures, and she's alluded to this, like, gruesome injury that she doesn't look the same anymore. And it's been very mysterious.
She took a fall, right?
Yeah.
Was it on stage? What was the...
No, it was in front of her house, right? I think it was down the steps. And, yeah, when I first heard the story, I thought, oh, okay, it's just a little fall. And then, it was revealed that she had 40 stitches. I think, because I saw a picture, it was just kind of the side of her face. I think that she's probably more self-conscious about it than...
Yeah.
I don't think it's really as bad as she thinks it is. But that's, how we all react to stuff about our own face.
Got a new single called Cry Pretty, which you're hearing in the background. It was released yesterday. The title refers to when emotions take over and you just can't hold them back. She writes, it really speaks to a lot of things that have happened to me in the past year, and I hope when you hear it, you can relate those feelings to times in your own life. She's performing at the Country Music Awards this Sunday.
So we'll see what she looks like then, yeah.
Yeah, yep. See what she looks like. Her husband apparently is taking good care of her, Mike Fisher, and they have a son named Isaiah that she's been able to spend more time with. So, hold a good thought for people like that to go through things like that and come out well on the other end. 28 minutes after the hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, I might point out that we have on the DJV show a podcast of original material, including this week a discussion of butt pads. It'll be good for you to hear what the ladies are talking about. DJV show. .com. That's where the podcast is. I took my headsets off at a point in the conversation where even I was embarrassed.
Oh, please.
What? Whatever.
Please. You've worn a butt pad in your time. I know it's done.
I was talking about when I go to spin class, the butt pads I have, they're built into the leggings that I wear when I go to spin class because the bicycle seat is so hard and
pointy.
Yeah, but
it sounded like Kara wanted them to make her butt bigger.
Everyone can use some help sometimes, okay?
Really?
Well, they do make leggings that have a little padding in the bootay, so.
Where's the, that guy who liked big butts? Remember that song? What was the name?
Yes, everyone remembers that song.
I like big butts.
Oh, boy.
All right, I want to extol the value and virtue of what we do here. If you can't talk well about your own self without it sounding like you, I'm not bragging, but I just think it's kind of neat as I... actually, what makes me think about this is, for those of you who are just joining us, we've had an ongoing conversation this hour about chickens, eggs, hens, roosters, turkeys, you name it. So I actually didn't have in my mind at the moment what Jennifer, through her vast research, Jennifer was determined when we were having this conversation about chickens and hens and roosters, what happens to the roosters. It turns out, because we didn't do this on the farm, and I didn't actually, I guess I remember hearing it at some point in time. So, Jennifer, you want to tell everybody what happens to all those poor roosters?
Right, if boys become roosters and chickens become hens, well, what happened to the little chicks that are baby boy chicks? Because they obviously we don't have like a multitude of roosters running around. Most farms will have one rooster.
Right.
And Doug really was like, I don't know. We don't know where the little baby boy chicks go. So I did a little research and I found out that they are actually exterminated. They do culling at these places and they look through the sex of the chicks the day after they're born, and they basically throw out or kill the little baby boy chicks. So I've decided officially that I'm going to launch a Me Too movement for baby boy chicks.
Right. And not related to Chinese chicken. And I said that. I'm not sure everybody got the reference.
Kung Pao chicken?
No. The Chinese had an extermination. Remember when they were getting rid of all the girls?
Oh.
Do you remember the Chinese baby they had back 20, 30 years ago? They made sure that the boy babies outnumbered the girl babies in China by exterminating the females are having abortions if they can find out what the sex of the baby was before it was born. You didn't know that? You never studied that in history class?
That really,
actually,
yeah,
sure. I remember that.
This is like a really fun, upbeat topic.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose maybe we'll just finish the conversation off with a discussion of some research and surveys done this past week, or at least the release of the information on the Holocaust. Holocaust Remembrance Day was this past week. A lot of adults, especially millennials, Victoria and Kara, lack basic knowledge of what happened during the Holocaust. Would you say that was either of the two of you? I can't imagine you don't know.
I feel like I do know, and I've been to the Holocaust Museum, and that was part of my high school curriculum, so like I'm a little more educated than what the basic millennial knows.
What,
how do you not know about that?
Well,
though?
That was the thing, is one of my friends sent this article to me, and I was shocked, because the statistic is that, 41% of millennials, or 66%, or some really high percentage, couldn't tell you what Auschwitz was.
Mm-hmm. What?
And I was like, what?
I saw that story, too.
Yeah, and I was like, how is that possible? And then I saw other people my age talking about it. So I don't know if it just depends where you are in the country, or if there are certain schools that don't teach it or what. But
no, there's just dumb people out there. I just read a story this week as well, another survey of millennials that said 2/3 aren't sure that the world is flat, or that the world is a sphere. They think the world could be flat.
This is all about the dumbing down through education, the fact that government controls education and parents do not. You don't get the information that you ought to have. This is basic. And what happens with this is that as it gets away, the point of this, whether it's in print or not, the point of this information is that if you forget history, it will repeat itself. And if you don't know, people like this, people like Hitler exist today, but they're rebuffed by society and eliminated, or they're put off to the side. We still have skinheads around in this country. Germany's having a real problem with a resurgence of Nazism, but it isn't very much reported in the newspaper. The conventional press does not report on the number of problems the Germans are having with skinheads and that ilk. And we have them here in our country, as many of you know. And if you don't know, you ought to know. This is a dangerous, dangerous reality, because we have seen over and over and over again in the history of mankind, one of our foibles is not paying attention to what's happened before, and therefore, because of certain things that are characteristic in the human reality, there are people like this that come to the surface, and if you don't remember or have some reference point to these sorts of things, they come back. I mean, there are even people around who say it didn't happen. And, you know, they get traction with certain people who are prejudiced and ignorant.
Yeah, I think what's also happening, and luckily I think this is happening, well, maybe that's not the right word. I think this is happening more than the whole, you know, people denying its existence, but there are just not that many Holocaust survivors around anymore.
No,
and the ones that are
less,
around are
right.
in their 80s and 90s, and so
yep.
there are just less people who can tell the first-person story. I think one of the really cool things is that there are a couple museums around. I saw this recently. It might have been last year's Holocaust Memorial Day. There are a couple museums that are making holograms of survivors.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
right.
you can go, and they've recorded their stories, and you can go, and you can actually ask them the questions, and it's almost like talking
but
to a real
person. But how many people will do that, Kara?
That's probably not a lot, but you know what I would love is for, you know, I never took a field trip like this when I was in elementary or middle school. Living in D.C., we had plenty of the Smithsonian museums around and stuff like that. So you get to see a lot of really cool art and you get to go to the zoo and all of that. But we didn't get to, I don't remember seeing any museums like this. And I think that that would be a very cool, very real, very interactive way for kids to learn about.
Yeah. Yep. The other thing is Read Night by Elie Wiesel. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I read that in junior high and it changes your life because you realize it's just so... It's so
it
real.
Should be something that all students learn about in school. This is one of those things we are falling down. You know, we all yak about what's going on in school and how wonderful teachers are. There's too much politics in school and not enough real information and real education. There are too many opinions. It's getting like the news media. Too many teachers are teaching their point of view instead of history or fact. And this is an example of the sorts of things, because teachers are younger, it's escaped from their reality. And so this is not a good thing. So that's why I'm pointing it out. And let's move into some. All right. So Kara said, this is not much fun today. So Jennifer, who is the updater when it comes to the WWE, as we check some sports information, the story of Paige comes to mind from this week. Jen, what's the scoop?
Yes. Well, Paige made a triumphant return to the WWE after going through some really big personal problems. And apparently in December of 2017, she hurt herself. That's the last time she wrestled. She was hurt at an untelevised live event, and she kind of transitioned herself into a managerial role for her group Absolution. But she announced on Monday, and this is WWE's drama at the finest, that she would be forced to retire from in-ring competition due to a neck injury. WrestleMania was over the weekend. The WWE's Raw program on Monday after WrestleMania is always a big one, and she made this announcement that she was leaving the ring. However, on Tuesday, she came back. And she was announced to be the new general manager of SmackDown Live.
Wow.
Because Daniel Bryan, who was the manager of SmackDown, has actually been cleared. He was also injured, and pretty significantly. He's just been recently cleared to return to wrestling. So Shane McMahon, who runs SmackDown, tweeted, SD Live has been and always will be the land of opportunities and second chances. It was my privilege to name at Real Page WWE as a new general manager.
Wow.
This is her house now. So
how
we've got a female general manager at SmackDown.
Are you excited, Kara? This is exciting, right, Victoria?
Well, I do feel like there's a lot more buzz around WWE recently.
Because Ronda Rousey is there.
Well,
that's where the buzz is
coming
from.
But I do think there's more buzz. There's that Total Divas or whatever it's called now,
love
right?
It. On Total Divas.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and John Cena is becoming more known for being an actor and things.
Yeah.
So I think that there is a lot of buzz coming out.
Does John Cena wear butt pads?
I don't think he needs to.
You know?
Okay. I'm just checking. Here's another sports story. The Iron Man. Kara, you're from Baltimore. Who's the Iron Man?
Ozzy Osbourne. I am Iron Man.
They didn't teach this in elementary school.
I thought it was
apparently.
A race. The Iron Man
I thought
is a race.
So too.
The Iron Man of baseball is Cal Ripken.
Oh, Cal. I've never really heard anyone refer to him.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Richie about him. Richie will tell you about Cal Ripken, the Iron Man. He's getting divorced from his wife of 30 years, so he's putting his 25-acre Maryland estate up for sale.
You should buy it, Kara.
Yeah, sure, just some chump change for me.
He bought the place, 21,000-square-foot home that he bought in 1984 when he was 24 years old. He just had started third season. He played for the Orioles for 21 seasons. So a story today in this morning's Washington Post says that the house has become a victim I mean, you see pictures of this thing. My God, it's it really is. It's quite the
gigantic
place.
Gigantic. Well, yeah. Think about it. 21,000 square feet. Hello.
Yeah. It's got an indoor basketball court. It has a full baseball field on it. Big
wow,
gym.
Really? A full baseball field? Like Field of Dreams style?
Movie theater.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You can see all kinds of things in there. But
if you pitch in with me,
wife.
Jen, pitch. Haha, baseball.
Let's get a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter going.
Yeah, pitch in with me and we can get it together and then you can come hang out here.
Totally.
He looks so much different now. He's in his 50s. He looks so much different than he did when he was playing. Anyway, so that's the end of that. That's a little gossip for you. The one of the things I'm getting some getting some email back and forth from some of my friends talking about the chicken. This chicken thing. These stories always create my friend Larry Fuss, who owns Mississippi Delta Radio, where we are heard.
Featured in some radio publication this morning. I just saw Larry. Was it All Access or was it Talkers?
No, it was inside one of the inside radio.
And he's a big star. This guy.
He is. Well, he's actually he and I have become good friends. He's quite a character. And one of the things, you know, the chicken and the stuff, but I was reading something that he said that I want all broadcasters who are listening to this program, especially people who are exclusively in the talk business, to hear what he was talking about. And I say this because I get known, one of the things that I'm known for is the commercials that I do, because some people think that I do a pretty good job talking about the products that people hire me to represent on the air. So I was about ready to talk about the power swabs and looking at what Larry said about the local tire shop. There's nothing the newspaper, even television, outdoor, can't match what people in his town are hearing his announcers say about the local tire store or about the local garden store or about the local car dealer or whatever it is. We and our voices continue to do better for local businesses than any other. And it's proven. There's all kinds of research that leads one to believe that. But that's what you were seeing. He was talking about that in the interview that you saw in the trades. And I know Larry listens to this program. He's really a wonderful guy. And it's very interesting that he's such a great salesman for our medium. And he understands personality radio. I think that's one of the reasons he loves this program and is a great ambassador for this program. He used it a number of years ago to replace Imus on one of his stations. And then he said to me, I wish I'd have done this a long time ago, which is a nice tribute not only to me but to the ladies who are on the program. So
thanks, Larry.
Anyway, Larry, nice job. And speaking of things that we can talk about, yeah, I was about to launch off into a conversation about power swabs advancing the whitening systems to the nth degree. There are all kinds of things that happen when you use power swabs. Power swabs, very advanced because it uses a patented tooth detergent that's natural, a whitening agent to lighten the stains on your teeth in just a few minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and you smile. The tea, the coffee stains, the smoking stains, the wine stains, all that stuff. I didn't say Weinstein, I said wine stain. Power swabs removes stains on natural teeth. You get it, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
You keeping up with me?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No trays, none of that stuff. The acceleration of cleaning up your teeth. You'll see a shade each time you use it. The first treatment, you will see a change in the shade of your teeth. So here's the way to get power swabs and get 50% off, as a matter of fact. Mention DJV when you call 800-208-1797. Whiten up those teeth. Brighten your smile. 800-208-1797. And again, tell them you heard about it on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price of power swabs. 800-208-1797. 10 before the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cars with our pal Nick Miles, who's the expert when it comes to autos. He's not a car expert. That's for any flunky, as we say in New England, car expert. No, he's an auto expert, and his website reflects that, ourautoexpert.com. So we were having a conversation, Nick, about this youngster who was trapped in the seats, between the seats, in a minivan, a Nissan minivan, and he died. So one wonders, along with all the suits and stuff, what kind of engineering goes in? I mean, can you really figure out what would, in all possibility, what could go wrong? Or when something like this happens, do the manufacturers get sued to the nth degree?
Yes, I mean, this is a tough call, isn't it? Because, you know, when these guys designed the seats, they didn't actually go out there and decide, you know, to test kids in the back to see if they could get trapped. At the same time, they looked at the gaps to see if that would happen. But a lot of times they do, you know, they do crash testing at all of the facilities to make sure that during an accident that people fare off the best. We've heard stories about people getting trapped inside the trunks of cars before and bad things happening as well. But this is the first for me ever hearing of someone getting trapped inside the seats. And we'll have to see if there was some sort of negligence happened, because you know what's going to happen next, Doug. It's going to be in the courts for the next
years. Right. There you go. The dealer gets sued. The manufacturer gets sued. Who made the seat gets sued. The police get sued for not showing up with a 911 call. It's all what mayhem comes from it. So anyway,
right.
It's interesting.
And we have to find out, you know, whether the parents should have been watching the kid better or any of those type of things. So their whole lives is going to be unraveled in the courts for the next 3 years.
All right, let's talk about SUVs. We actually started a conversation about SUVs when you visited with us last week, the hottest-selling SUVs, the Jeep Wrangler, the Cherokee. Buick has a hot-selling SUV, Chevrolet, and the Equinox, and Audi do as well. So how does that square up against those who are looking for a vehicle that will last? Are people looking at these that are popular because they last or because they look good, because they're cheap? What's the story in your experience?
Oh, come on, Doug. Nobody buys for the future. We buy for the now. We're Americans. We buy instantaneous gratification. What has happened, though, there is a list that has materialized from a research company who have come up with a list of cars that last over 200,000 miles. I like the idea of being able to drive a car for 200,000 miles. And the interesting point is that out of those top 10, there are 7 of those vehicles are from the U.S. But interestingly enough, the number one is the Toyota Sequoia, which just over 6% of those vehicles get to last over 200,000 miles.
6% over 200,000? So what do they do? Under 200,000, they are just bringing them to the crusher? That doesn't, 200,000 doesn't sound like a lot of miles these days.
Well, you ever think about what happens to cars? It just doesn't mean that they don't last. What may end up happening is they get stored in a garage, they get into an accident, somebody can't find the part for them because they're 20 years old. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen to them. But it's interesting to see if you're going to buy a vehicle, if you want a vehicle to last a whole lifetime, that it's going to probably be more likely be an American vehicle that's going to last you the longest.
So that's your point.
Mileage,
yeah, I see. Your point is that buying American Ford Expedition is number 2, the Suburban is number 3, the 4Runner is 4, the Yukon from GMC, which is Chevrolet, basically 5, the Tahoe is 6. So all of these, there's American SUVs in Toyota. That's about, I don't see my Ranger over on here.
Yeah, that Honda. The thing with the Range Rover too is you have to think about how we use luxury vehicles, right? We don't tend to do a lot of miles in them. We tend to use them for you're not driving to Wisconsin like once a week in your Range Rover.
That's
the point.
Right.
You know? If you're going to do that, you'll probably take the plane. You're going to fly. But the idea being that, you know, doesn't it make you feel good inside? It's a little tinkly inside where you go, if I buy an American vehicle, it's likely to be on the road longer than if I don't.
Yeah.
I like that
good
idea.
Yeah, it is good. All right. Yeah. Ford has made a mistake. I thought the aluminum truck, even though they're all, I have 3 Ford pickup trucks and they all rust out the same way. And so, okay, they came along because they had bad design with aluminum truck. Why don't they just fix the design and make them the regular way?
That's a big question. And I'm sitting here going, we all thought they would be fine and on top of the heat with aluminum, but now they're saying it's going to be a tough one for them to make money out of their trucks because aluminum looks like the price is going up, but they're going to pay the price.
Right. Yep. They've changed the deal. All right, Nick, good job as usual. Thank you. Nick Miles, our auto expert.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.